now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We had connection problems at the beginning of the game. In the top of the first inning, St. Mary's went out 1-2-3 with Alex Deuce striking out one. In the bottom of the first inning, Troy led off with a walk and was thrown out stealing. Landon hit a double, and Cale hit into a fielder's choice with Landon being tagged out at third base. The Indians didn't score in their half of the inning. In the top half of the second, Alex Deuce struck out the side. Riggs Toby led off the home half of the second inning with a single, and we now join the broadcast with Kendrick Wendell at the plate with nobody out.
Hey, we're back on the air, I hear.
We haven't been on, so we're not back on.
Yeah.
We're on.
We are on the air. Kendrick showing a bunt. Riggs with a huge lead. Throw over, not in time. Kendrick? I'm guessing he's going to pull that thing back and rip it. Up easy. Gets away from the catcher. Riggs moves up. Kendrick?
Yep. I don't like that. This is better, but I can't ever get it to go. Maybe he's going to get me
Like, thank Chuck Rohr for fixing us, getting us on the air. Strike two, I think. On Kendrick. Runner in scoring position. Riggs out of second base. Nobody out. Got a big gap out there in right center. Kendrick, put it right there.
Thanks a bunch.
Nope. Down the line.
Third baseman. Uh-oh. Don't be screwing around.
Oh, he might have pulled his foot. Close. Good hustle.
Now there's a good piece of base running.
That's good base running. Bang, bang play at first, but he got him. Well, it's 5-3. We got a runner at third base now with one out. White Ben comes to the plate. With Big Bo, 10 on deck. Bo's going to DH for Alex, our pitcher. There's the pitch.
That's going to score a run. It's going to be a play. He's scoring here.
Lefty comes in, firing.
Offline.
Way offline. Indians are first on the scoreboard. Sacrifice fly. For what? Nicely done. That should bring Bo 10 to the plate. Brock Deuce on deck. Take your choice. All right, Bo starts up again.
Todd Homan says, I am listening loud and proud.
All right, I'd like to hear that.
And chopping wheat and Chickasaw. What?
Who?
Is he a moron?
Todd.
He's selling a chopper making a zillion dollars.
He's got to give me a zillion dollars. I think he's going to go to Joe and Jean's.
Yeah.
Have a pizza. A couple beers.
That's exactly right.
Can't beat it.
Might have been struggling without that.
I just text Will, tell him to come up here when I'm interviewing.
Yeah. A little outside.
The Indians play again Monday.
Monday. Makeup? No makeup. Just an extra game?
Yeah, just throw a game.
Against Sliner, right?
Yep.
Here, I believe. And then it's tournament time.
And then we're disking the field up.
Disking her up?
Yep.
corn next year.
Yeah, water.
Water, awesome.
Doing the board tonight, Isaac Brickerhoff.
So far.
Getting it done, he says.
Getting it done. Swinging a foul ball. Ball count.
We got to teach Isaac how to hook this bad boy up, Spencey.
Chuck needs to teach him. I can't teach him.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to. Chuck needs a 101 class.
Yep.
Give it to Isaac. Touch him ever again. I try my best.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
Fouled away.
47 foul balls so far today.
That's a lot of foul balls. There are dents all over cars everywhere.
Yeah, we got mush balls out. Be playing with them.
Yep, trying to get rid of them.
Dick Kreider just threw one back.
Dick had a good arm.
Dick used to have the lot over here.
Yeah.
You know, if you knew him.
Got it. Got it.
Dick Kreider.
Good arm, though. Now Kirk Dilworth's throwing it in.
Kirk's probably got a little better arm than
he might have a little better arm.
Yep.
All right, Bo, we got a full count. 2 outs in the inning. Indians are on the board.
Uh-oh, I got a text message.
What you got? Ball 4 high.
Cologuard, collect your sample within the next 5 days and return promptly.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Loop them up. Some balls on what I'm doing.
That's amazing. You can poop in a cup.
Send her in.
They'll tell you if you got colon cancer or not. Yeah.
A little different. Brock Deuce is your hitter. Number 9 hitter on deck. Lead off. Troy Oman.
Ball nice out.
Scoop. Pretty good scoop by the old catch. 1 ball. No strikes. Brock Deuce.
Supposed to rain day. Tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Looks good now.
It's gorgeous out. There's a
shot. That's a trouble. Oh, nice play by the shortstop. Coming up. Not going to have time. Pretty good play, though. We'll put Brock on with a single. Back to the top of the lineup. Troy Holman. Going to look to see if he can get an RBI here. Troy Boy going to. First time up, base on balls, and got picked off. All right, Troy, find a hole out there.
I guarantee he don't get picked off again this year.
Nope. Ooh. Inside corner, got a strike. Good patience. Not the one he wanted. Brock Deuce at first. Bo 10, big lead out of second. Inside, fouled off. 0-2. Troy dug himself a little hole. Here he's got battle back out. Pitch is way outside. Ball and 2 strikes. One, 2 pitch. Inside, gets away from the catcher. That'll put him up. Second and third. Time for a big hit here, Troy. He's even to count at 2-2. Looking to drive a couple in here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Warm.
Oh, that's perfect. Ball inside. Uh-oh. Gets away. Bo's going to try to score. It's going to be a play at the plate. And he is safe. Good hustle, Bo 10. Brock Deuce moved up to third on the play. Indians take a 2-0 lead. Count is full.
Chopper
coming in. New center 7.
Yep. Mike Hartsock.
Hartsock bringing in the baseball.
Yep. Come on, Troy.
Pitch fouled away.
Trouble.
Hey, could be trouble. Might get stay there. Ooh, just a little foul. Troy's flying. He's all the way to second base.
He's the fastest homer. Agree? Yeah.
No doubt.
Ross couldn't run.
Nope. Best basketball player.
Not even close. Yeah. Ross and Will sucked.
They're both bad.
Todd sucked.
Yep.
Football. I got to go Will.
I might give Will the edge there a little bit. But don't count Troy out.
I know.
2 years to go, baby.
Neat bird. You got to go, no doubt, Ross.
Oh, no doubt.
He's a neat bird.
Yeah. When you dress up as a chicken.
When
you're the man.
No, Troy was the chicken.
I know. Troy's the man.
No,
oh, you're giving neat bird to the
Will. Yeah.
I thought you was giving it to Troy.
No, I'm giving it to... to Ross. He's...
Oh, Ross, no doubt. Strike him out on a high pitch. But in the inning, Indians get two runs on two hits. After two complete, 2-0 Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, we're back here, top of the third, 7-8-9. Hollinsworth, Felver, and Yale for the Rough Riders.
Good pitch.
Six batters faced Alex Dews, six retired, striking out 4. So I'd say a good start for Alex.
Pretty good start for Dewsy.
First pitch, take him for a strike. Second pitch, a little bit low, 1-1.
Not bad.
Justin Arnes announces
Justin.
He's going to continue his basketball career.
I thought he was a senior.
Now he's got one more year because of COVID.
Oh.
And he is going to Loyola Marymount.
He's going to run and gun.
He's running and gun, him and Hank Gathers.
Yank Gathers, Bo Kimble.
That's a strike, 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Strikeout number 5.
Doozy's dealing out there today, I like it.
Here's Caleb Felver, the left fielder, followed by Alex Yale.
Yale.
Right fielder. Rough Riders come in 6-12, Indians 11-9 with win yesterday over the Franklin Monroe Jets. I stopped on the way home, stopped at B-Dubs, got me a little, some wings, brought them home.
Beautiful.
Actually, I got chunks. I didn't go wings.
Did get chunks.
Yeah. Played Keno, and of course I hit
Ooh.
Three numbers for $130.
Nice.
So I got wings and tater tots and $89 back.
And $89.
Swing and a miss.
Turned that in on your taxes, I'm sure.
Yep.
Another win.
One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss.
Got him. This guy's throwing some heat.
Let me tell you something, folks. I'm going to tell you something.
That is 6K burgers in a row.
Yes, sir.
In a row, not. I'm just saying.
He's got her going.
He does. Here's number 9 hitter, Alex Yale. Alex is going to hit ground ball second base.
Yeah, landed ready.
Yep. Swing and a miss.
That was one outside corner. Izzy's got his ball moving today.
He does. Absolutely. 419-852-9201. There's a popper. Popped him up. Doozy at third base. Has it. Inning. Nice quick inning. In the inning, nothing across. 2.5 in the books. Your Indians lead 2-0.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left. They all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here.
We've got a visitor.
Yeah, and we are in the bottom of the third inning. And we welcome up to the booth, Mr. Will Holman. How you doing, brother?
Doing great.
I seen you and the missus walking up here.
Yep, that's right. We got to head to Fort Wayne today, actually.
What do we got?
We got wedding band shopping today, so
that'll be fun. Ooh, all right. No, you don't.
Yep.
You don't take your wife with you for that.
No, it's for the band, I guess. I don't know.
You got to buy the band. You got to buy the ring.
You got to buy the ring. I got the ring already.
Not the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
We got to get bands.
That's stupid.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You got a credit card?
80-degree weather.
Yeah,
beautiful outside.
Yeah, I got money, so it'll be fun. Yeah. Yep.
You know, Dad's out chopping right now, and Mariah Stein, you got his, maybe grab his credit card.
Hey, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
It's unlimited band, then. You get as big as you want.
Get like 14 of them. So, how's everything in Fort Wayne? You're a full-time worker now, right?
He's in the workforce. Full-time nurse now.
How's that going? Good?
It's going good, yeah. I've learned a lot the last 3 months.
Awesome.
4 months, yeah.
Where you at, Will?
Lutheran Hospital.
Lutheran?
Yep.
Are you up on DuPont?
No, not on DuPont. Okay. I'm just off 69 is the one I'm on.
Okay.
Yep.
Everything's good?
Everything's good. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a learning, large learning curve, but
I bet too.
It's fun to learn and
ain't nothing better than
be uncomfortable.
On.
So
hands on. What's that? Kendra doing now?
Kendra, she's at finishing up her last semester in Dayton. She will in
okay
this in fall, and then she'll move up to Fort Wayne after we get married in January.
Beautiful. January. Ain't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it's hopefully
Jeez, it's
we get good
fast.
Weather.
There's a check swing roller.
This is going to be a tough one.
That's a hit.
That is a base hit. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Landon never stopped. He seen it was going to be right between them and
well,
beats it
man.
Out for a base hit. So here's Kale.
Landon's
so,
two for two.
So when you look at this Indians team, and you know you've made it to a lot of games, we're 11-9. We have some pretty good arms. Struggle at the plate sometimes. But this team's they can beat anybody.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they beat a lot of good MAC teams already this year.
Yeah.
I mean, St. Henry had two losses in the MAC, and they beat them, and Brazil's, New Bremen, and they really played a lot of close games just all year long. Kind of reminds me a little bit of my junior year. We played a lot of close MAC games, and
yep.
We that season didn't end up like we wanted. We got killed by Parkway at the district,
yeah,
but I
yeah.
mean, we still could play with anyone, and you felt like you felt confident going into every game, and I feel like that's when you watch these guys, that's what you see.
So as you step out of your playing days and you played sports here at Fort Recovery and in St. Francis, how do you miss it right now or how's that go? Do you look forward to that next stage or someday do you want to get involved in maybe coaching?
Right now I'm in the honeymoon stage of kind of being out of sports. I'm perfectly
taking
fine just watching.
Sitting in pools drinking
yeah,
natty lights.
I'm just fine with that. Yeah, I mean, when you lift, I've lifted for the last 10 years straight and not really had an off season between baseball and football. So
oh, Landon goes and he's in there at second. Got a slide there, buddy. Got a slide.
You need to get down there.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice. I'm just enjoying my time, not having to be places at the certain times and just working a normal schedule.
Kind of do what you want.
But, yeah, definitely I see myself. I mean, I still love sports, and I see myself coming back to Fort Recovery eventually, so I can see myself helping out.
You, are you you know, we've been, I'll say this, I have been a critic of the Reds. You have always Mr. Positive, okay?
Yep.
There's a base hit right field. Nice job, Cale Ramel. Landon had to stop, make sure it got through, so he's going to go on to third base.
A good piece of hitting there by Cale.
He absolutely.
Seen that second baseman move over, nice hole, punched it right through.
Here's Marcus Gaarke, cleanup hitter. Indians with a chance to open this baby up. The Reds, are you optimistic as you see what's going on with some of these young kids right now, or are you still...
I don't know. I've been a Browns fan for a long time, so I'm always optimistic watching my sporting team.
You can't be. You got to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of excited about the young pitchers in general. I mean, it sucks you lose Winker, and even now you look at it even more. Like, did you really have to get rid of Winker?
Yeah. But, they had a fun group last year, too.
Yeah, they
fun
did.
Fun to watch. Uh-huh. Oh, God.
And Castellanos was awesome, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, you can't. I mean, you have three awesome pitchers. And Lodolo and Green and the other kid that's Williamson that they traded for, and then the Twins guy that they got as well. I mean, they're gonna have the arms, and I think they either keep Castillo or Malley, one or the other, after this season, and then they have chance in a year or two. Which we've been saying that for how long?
That's right. It's been a while.
Cale Ramel still second base, and now the Reds, the Indians got him on second, third, nobody out. With a 0-1 pit count to Marcus Gaarke.
Oh, Marcus.
Well,
D-Rob. Yeah.
He's texted last, or tweeted last night, said, you peckerhead, get up here and get your, and he never showed up. So were you out to BA last night, or what'd you guys do?
No, we didn't go to the BA last night. We just kind of hung around the ballpark till about 10:30, 11:30.
Oh, softball last night.
Did you guys win?
That's right.
Yep, we won.
Did you?
Good start this year. Yep, 3-0 to start. I mean...
You with a colleague?
Colleagues,
yeah.
It's a good softball up there this year. It's good. Every team can beat anyone this year. So they only have seven teams this year.
Yeah, we have a team back out, didn't we?
Yep. Wendell's Barbecue's out of it this year, but they're all playing for other teams now.
Yeah.
So there's seven teams in the league. So there's three games each night. One team gets an off.
Nope.
Doubleheader.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One night you get a doubleheader. Do that twice, probably, Will?
Yeah, about every team does it twice.
Yeah.
Hastings ain't good this year?
They're always... All right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. He
gets by, but the runners stay where they're at.
Had half their team missing last night.
Did they?
Yeah. That's some good. Darian Sheffer played for them.
D. Sheff played good.
D. Sheff played pretty good.
Really?
Noggy?
Kyle? Kyle Nogdahl.
Kyle Nogdahl.
He's been playing softball for 30 years. Well, big fella, I appreciate you stopping up here.
Yes, and sir.
I got to get those gift certificates.
That was a good night.
It was a good night.
We cleaned up the house in Fort Wayne.
You guys did good.
8:30 Putnam did great.
Swinging a miss.
All right.
Swing foul.
Go Indians.
All right, buddy.
Marcus Gaarke's about to knock in two here.
There you go.
Mark it down.
I like it. I like to talk.
See you
Take
guys.
Care, buddy.
See you, Willie. Don't get much better than that guy.
No, one of our finest, I'll tell you that. Always been a big fan of our show, too.
Yeah.
The Holman boys always support us.
Remember Troy when he was little?
Oh, call in
when
from the bedroom.
He'd be in a bedroom.
Yeah.
I'll send you his mom. Troy, get off the radio.
Classic. One ball, two strikes. Indians with him at second, third. That's outside. Gets by. Landon's going to come in, and he is going to score.
Nope, he's in. That a boy, Landon.
3-0. Runner moves on to third. I'll tell you what, boys. Old Mr.
Indians looking.
Calvin Kaywood doing the pitching, and he's laboring a little bit this inning.
He is laboring a little bit. He's getting tired.
Yep. Hot day out there. 2-2 now.
Yep. He's thrown a lot of pitches, too.
Yes, he has.
Indians had some pretty good at-bats.
Catcher Marcus Gaarke waves the bat around. Ground ball, first base.
Hot shot.
Nice play by the first baseman.
Ooh, could have got him, maybe.
Looks around her back and steps on the bag. Nice job.
Well done.
So that is a G3 if you're scoring. At home, and here's Riggs. Riggs with a base hit and scored the Indians' first run of the game.
Attaboy, Riggs.
Second.
Indians looking for their fourth win this week.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's a nice week.
Start out on...
Hot week with the MAC team, correct?
Beat New Bremen, beat Versailles. Then Thursday, I guess it'd be...
A little road bump.
Walpock.
Walpock, pretty good team.
Got us here at the fort. Walpock shut somebody else out in the MAC last... No.
Did they?
They beat somebody 12-0 yesterday, too.
They were a good-looking team.
They're 11-0, yep.
I think they were, Neil had them down as like 14th in the state or something.
Yep.
In their division. First good looking kids.
Strike.
A lot of good looking kids. A lot of young good looking kids, too. That'll be a good
outside,
team.
Outside, 1-1.
That's a good pickup for the Indians, playing them. They're always good.
I've been playing them for, yep.
That's always good to have them.
Western Buckeye League is feast or famine. They're either strong as heck or there's a little flare in the left center field. Could be.
An attack?
It's going to be caught.
Yeah, give it a
shot. Kale's coming home.
Give it a shot.
Throw the relay. Boy, if they make a good throw, he would have been in there.
Yeah, he'd have been done. That's a nice job.
Nice job, Kale. Indians now with another run to make it 4-0.
Yeah.
Sack fly for Riggs.
Good call on by Coach Ike. I'd say give it a shot. You make third out at home, whatever.
Well, when the left fielder throws it to the cutoff guy.
Yeah, not a real big arm there, is it? Because he wasn't real deep.
No. So here's Kendrick. Wyatt Ben on deck. Indians leading 4-0.
Kendrick, big senior. His last showdown at the Indian. He's had a pretty good career.
Annie Patch says, you know you're old when you get a text from Kohlergaard. Thanks, Annie. And I thought we were friends. Hey, congrats. Congrats to Livy Patch.
Yeah.
Who is doing a summer intern at Ford Cover Insurance.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great call.
Yep. You know, I seen on Facebook, they had a picture. Livy Patch is a pretty girl.
She is a pretty girl.
Absolutely.
She's about as sweet as it comes.
Yeah, too. I agree. Thanks God. She looks like her mom and our dad. There's a flying right to the center field.
Boy, he played him perfect.
Makes a catch.
Good inning,
Indians
fellas.
Get two runs on a couple base hits. After three complete, your Indians lead 4-0.
Stop by the Port Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry and tastes as good as it looks. Or the payday parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our grasshopper mint parfait made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with mint and hot fudge and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful, tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Here they come.
We back at her?
All right, we're back here.
Yes,
top
sir.
Of the fourth inning, Fee, and Alex Dew's been pretty good.
Boy, he's been real good so far. First three, giving up no hits, struck out 6. Well done so far, young man. All righty. First three guys he's going to face, I think, is the top of the order. Cole Kenny. Strike one. Top of 4. Indians lead it 4-0. Fouled off. 0-2.
What did you do last night, Andy?
Oh, went out and seen your brother Bill.
Really?
Yep. Checked out the campground. Campground's getting there. Looks like he's getting them all in.
Were they busy?
Yeah, there's quite a few people out there. That's a beautiful weekend for camping.
Carrie and Beeve out there?
Nope.
What?
They were buying furniture yesterday.
Ooh, that's big.
That's big.
They got a big graduation coming up. Seniors.
Yeah.
This week is senior week.
Ooh, that's about it for them, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. They are having parties. They're just getting absolutely
silly.
Yeah, getting silly.
Slow roller.
Tough play.
Yeah, let's see how the old pitcher to first base. Nice.
Alex Deuce
covers. Does a great job on that one. That is 3-1 if you're scoring at home for a first out.
My grandma Magoo, she was the scorer for the Reds.
Was she?
Yep. So I'd throw that at you.
One of the greatest scorers of all time in basketball.
Yeah. Well.
Les Johnson.
Absolutely.
A.J. Derringer, your hitter. A.J. flied out last time to Riggsy, I think. Alex looks pretty good out there today. Smooth motion.
He does throw a line ball. I'll give him that.
That's a mover.
Strike foul. Weather forecast says thunderstorms are possible after 6 p.m. tonight.
After 6?
But they've lowered that chance to about 50%.
Yep.
And then tomorrow looks beautiful. Great weekend, folks. Get out and enjoy.
Steve Wright got him on the corner. Looking. Okay, looking on the seventh strikeout for Alex Deuce. Two away in the inning.
Next week, Monday, 71, sunny. Tuesday, 72 and sunny for the tournament game.
Nice.
Chance of rain on Wednesday, and then back to beautiful weekend next weekend.
Swing and a miss. Braden Sullivan is your hitter. Braden struck out swinging first time up.
Neil has that commercial on where it says, if you hear any inappropriate.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil, that's stupid.
We're not inappropriate.
Neil, get with the owner. If he is around here, we got to tell him, take that off.
We're professionals here. Come on.
What the?
Slow roll.
Cue ball.
Oh, got a nice hop. Got a nice hop. Brock fires it from third. Got him.
Brock Deuce.
5-3. Third out in the inning. After 3.5, Indians lead it 4-0.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hey, we're back here, Fort Field. Wyatt Benz leading off for the Indians. Wyatt, last time him hit a fly ball, sacrifice fly to right field. Got an RBI. Low curve, a little high. One ball, one strike. Mm-hmm.
golf tournament tomorrow?
Yep. Scoreboard quit working.
Scoreboard shut her down, didn't it? Might be whoever's running it. Isaac.
He's running out there, so evidently he...
Something got out of...
Something turned off.
Isaac LaFever, our scoreboard guy, swinging a miss. Good curveball.
And Isaac, looking at it, hits the power button, and he's on his way back up.
Might take a while to warm up.
Isaac LaFever is a Connor Rammel.
He is. He likes to do everything. He'll do everything.
Yeah, he's perfect.
He ain't help. Swing and a miss. Got him. First out of the inning.
You have no idea how important those kids are.
Oh, jeez.
To your school, to your athletic director. They just do that stuff.
And don't even think about it.
Connor Rammel was Barb Saltbinds.
Oh.
He carried... Barb Saltbinds sucked as an AD. Would that be inappropriate?
Barb, that's why that inappropriate thing's on there. Barb's going to be calling in. Mm-hmm. I got a problem.
Yeah. But no, I'm serious.
I agree.
Them kids are unbelievable.
Jeez, they're great kids to have.
Yep. Baseball just fell out of the umpire's pocket.
Yeah.
Look at there. Scoop the loop.
Got him. 5-3. Nice play. Botin grounds to third. Second out of the inning. Brock Deuce comes up. Brock had a hit first time up. 2 away in the inning. Indians lead it 4-0. All right, Brock, stay hot here. Ground ball to short again.
Oh,
bad hop.
Jeez.
Shortstop took a smasher. Might got to give him a hit on that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad break for him. Good break for Brock. He's on with a single.
He hit her hard, but it was right at the shortstop and hit the edge of the grass.
Bad hop attempt.
Come up and about took his eyeballs out.
Yeah, scary. Back to the top of the lineup, Troy Holman's our hitter.
Troy's 0-4, right?
Yeah, Troy's due. Struck out swinging. Or no, he had a base on balls.
Okay.
He did get on base. Then he got picked off. Couple more hits here. Get us another run. What do you think?
I'm in.
I like it. Fake bunt.
Got a shot at it.
Throw
He's
it
out.
Down, and he is out at second base. Brock Deuce didn't get quite a big enough jump. That is no runs on one hit. After 4 complete, our Indians lead it 4-0.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Now we're on. All right, here we go.
Back at her.
Top of the 5th inning. Alex Dew's been sensational. 12 batters faced, 12 outs, struck out approximately uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
About 7 of them.
Cinco, set, siete, nueve.
Nueve.
How many is that?
7.
7. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Seve. Ocho.
Se vende.
First pitch is a strike. We got to work on our Spanish.
Spanish, not very good.
Outside, 1-1. 4-5-6, Ty Keel, Joey Caldwell, and Greg Falver. All three of these boys struck out.
Shout out. We had a little, actually, we got a little call in on Wednesday night at our show. A little shout out to Pudman, getting inducted into the Indiana Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame today. Damn proud of him.
Ooh, bullfrog in the old booth.
Bullfrog in the booth.
Ooh, going. Kim, watch out. Coming at her.
I got a camera knocked out.
That's a $10,000 camera Kim's got on there.
She does got a nice camera.
2-2. Doozy gets a sign from Marcus and the pitch. Just misses. Umpire gave it a little hedge.
Real close.
Keel struck out looking his first time up. Doozy with the wind and the pitch. Outside and lost aim. The first person on base is Ty Keel for the Rough Riders. On a leadoff walk. Here's Joey Caldwell, look at DH. Joey's got the sleeves up, boys. Hot. Let's go.
He's hot.
He's ready to hit. Greg Falver on deck. If you're just joining in, top of the fifth inning, 4-0. Indians ahead. I am Bob Stoller with my man up here, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
Running the boards, Isaac Bergerhoff. Hello, Isaac. Say hello to the fans out there, if you would.
What is going on?
What hey. Is going on?
What's
that is
going
Isaac
on?
Coming
Baby,
in.
What's going on?
Throw over, runner back. What'd you do last night, Isaac?
Hung out with some buddies.
Buddies?
Play games. You got chase women. What do you do?
Whatever we can get into.
Ooh.
I always chased him, but I couldn't catch him.
Yeah, well, there's a reason. Brush your teeth, maybe.
Yeah, it might have.
Deodorant.
Ooh, forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be your looks.
No.
When he was in high school, you was one handsome
beautiful
little critter.
Yes, sir.
1-1. There's
on
the corner.
Attaboy, Alex.
How about, you got a chick? Got a girlfriend?
Not yet.
Not yet.
What grade you in?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman. Yeah. You got time.
Plenty of time.
One ball, two strikes. Oh, come on, Blue.
Niggling. Just nibbling on that edge.
Blue. See, now that would get some trouble.
Yeah, probably.
Dang it. Can't say nothing anymore. Mm-mm.
Oh,
just misses again. Come on, quit. Go right at him, Alex.
Let's go get him, Alex.
The Riders trying to start a rally here in the fifth.
They are. Ooh, walked him. Back to back.
Wow, he ain't missing by much.
He's right on there. Whew.
Yep, now walk. Time is called. Coach Hank's going to go out and talk to his young right-hander. He ain't missing by much, I'll say that.
No, he's close. Yeah. He's very close. How about our sectional district here?
Let's go, go, go.
Check her out here. Looks like Ada is going to be playing Spencerville, Lima Perry against New Bremen. Delphi St. John's and Fort Recovery are all in the same bracket. Indians would happen to win. We'd play the winner of Lima Perry, New Bremen.
Lima Perry. Oh, that's who Walpock beat 12-0. Lima Perry.
Is that right?
Yeah. So.
So.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll take them. They're 16-1.
Yeah. I think Neil's drunk.
Yeah, I think he might be a little bit on that one. Neil's going to be calling.
He'll be coming up here.
Full Wait a minute. I have a complaint.
Yep.
The other side of the bracket, we're back into play again.
Throw back, runner stays. Two on now, and it is Greg Falver. Greg struck out looking for the third out in the second inning. I look for him to square around a bunt. Maybe get to, he does. He squares around. Coming right back
right
at
back
me.
Right back at it.
If the net's not there.
Ooh, you better get hands.
Isaac
quick
hits
hands.
Isaac right in the forehead.
Isaac takes one.
Right in the forehead.
I ain't going to be able to run the commercials for you guys no more than
you be out. All right, boys.
Fee would have caught it. Fee was a hell of a player.
Quick hands.
Grabber. How are you not in the Hall of Fame?
I can't catch a break.
Actually, you was a batting title in 1981.
I did do that.
There's bunted foul.
Come on.
0-2.
One of two father-son combinations.
Really?
Cody won the batting title in 2010, and Buzz Hall and Tom.
Father-son, Hall of... Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
Not too bad.
What'd you bat your senior year?
340.
Yeah, right. 190?
340. But Cody batted four something.
Tom Galdin wasn't on the books then.
No, we had laxed.
Yeah. 0-2. Doozy gets that sign from Marcus Garkey. Looks the runner back, and the 0-2 is outside. One ball, two strikes.
All right, now you go, Alex. Come on, baby.
Down to Franklin Monroe last night for the Indians game. Beautiful facility out there in
Franklin Monroe.
Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Yep.
Jets wasn't very good.
Not too good?
No.
We played them in a doubleheader. Maybe last year.
Look back.
Throw pretty good. Ooh.
Runners back. That was kind of a weird play.
It was. Troy's like, wait a minute. I guess I can pick him off.
Troy Holman's at shortstop. Landon Post at second. Kendrick's over at first. Third base, Brock Deuce. Left field, Wyatt Benn.
Got it.
Curveball, yes, got him. Nice pitch.
That was a beauty.
Strikeout number 8.
Maybe started right in the middle of the old plate, Bobby, and curved right off to the edge.
Here's Ethan Hollinsworth. Ethan struck out swinging, number 24. Time is called. Adam Graves is going to come in. He's going to... We got a pinch hitter.
We got a pinch hitter?
Number 24, Jeff Gordon.
He's a pretty good race car driver.
Hell of a race car driver. Jace Turner. Jace Turner in for... Uh-oh. Ethan Hollinsworth. First pitch is a strike.
Didn't happen to get a graduation to Hobbsy's boy, did you?
I did not. I haven't got mail.
I can't believe that kid's a senior.
Really?
Yeah.
When'd you get it?
Curtis? I think I just got it.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly Friday.
We had Paige Benz.
Yep.
I have Olivia Hawk coming up. I got Olivia's. There's a strike. Good pitch, doozy. I got, one more.
Got another one?
Yep. I got three.
I thought I only had one, but I got two now.
Yep. 0-2, one out. Runners at first and second. Riders threatening.
Got it.
Curveball.
Oh, he went.
West.
Yes, sir.
Marcus Garkey, tremendous scoop back there.
Scoop back here by 1-4.
That is a little kid.
Hmm. What?
Little guy coming
out? Yeah, look how little he is.
Number 7. We got a little guy in here.
Caleb.
Caleb Felfer.
Our stat guy just is amazed by the guy.
Swing.
He's about the same size as Marcus.
First pitch.
Here we go.
Second pitch is low, 1-1.
Can't be.
I see my lovely granddaughters, Lena and Ellie Belly.
Coming into the old ball yard.
Shot. 1-1, runner.
One shot at him.
Back. Ooh, he goes back. They walked all the way down here.
Ooh. Kind of hot.
Yeah, geez, poor kids. Swinging a miss. Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Doozy trying to get out of this. He walked the first two.
Yes, he did, but he's battling back.
K-Burger.
I like that. How about one more K-Burger? Just for a good time.
Might as well.
Give me that old curveball again.
Caleb Felver, left fielder.
There it is.
Runner goes. Marcus.
I think Marcus fell asleep there. Nobody yelled or what happened?
Runners go. Get stolen base. Now a hit scores two.
Almost looked like the runners thought it was a 3-2 pitch or something.
Well, Marcus throws. He got him by
a mile.
Walk team. Bases now.
Huh? Three. Now it's full.
Huh?
Well, it's 2-2.
No, I don't screw up. I do not screw up. Now it's a full count.
Put him on first.
No, we're going to strike him out.
Honey, sweethearts.
Got him on the corner.
Got him.
Pitch by Alex Deuce.
In the inning, no runs, two walks. Through five, Indians lead it 4-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians leading 4-0.
Big Troy, come on, baby.
Top of the order, Troy was up when
Brock
got caught stealing.
Yes,
so
sir.
Troy leads off the fifth inning. First pitch. On the inside part of the plate. Strike. One. We got to give a shout out.
Shout out.
To Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Byron. Who for every year brings cookies for us morons.
Yep. She came in.
And we love
awesome
her for that.
Today. Peanut butter today.
Yep. Tremendous. Peanut butter cookies. And my grandkids just took half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot say no to a cookie.
Yep. Isaac's got to have some.
Yep.
Fuel back up.
0-2 to Troy here in the fifth.
Working hard on the board over there.
Curveball got him swinging.
Got him.
That was a slow curve on the hands on Troy.
That was. Troy wasn't happy about that
no,
one. No. He'd like to have that one back.
I agree with you. So one up, one down. Here's Landon. Landon's been up twice, been on twice with a double and a single. Scored a run. Indians leading 4-0 so far. A no-no being thrown by Alex Deuce.
He's walked
two the last inning, but he's struck out nine.
Been pretty good today. Real good.
Super good.
Been real good.
I do approve of the cookies.
Cookies are solid.
Alex. Isaac's good with the cookies.
A little bit low. Ball one. Ashley Byram, thank you, dear.
You're the best.
Even though Jerry hates my wife.
Yep.
Whew, he was tough on her yesterday. We're all tangled. We're discombobulated.
Combobulated. Hey, man, I need to go around.
I got to go. We got stuff flying everywhere. There we go. Now we're back in action. We're all tangled up. Blame my grandkids.
We were tied up there.
1-1, one out.
Come on, Landon.
Landon, 2-for-2. Trying to extend his hitting.
Ooh.
That one's in on us.
Oh, he got him.
I had him.
I don't believe
he was asking for it.
One ball, two balls in a strike. Bottom of the fifth, Fort Recovery 4, Rough Riders 0. Coach Ike trying to get win number 12.
By the way,
on the season.
Scoreboard's back up, too. Good job.
Isaac Lefevre. Ground ball, shortstop.
This guy's
good play by the
finally
shortstop.
Finally got one that didn't bounce up in
fires it across.
close.
Gitsy. Two up, two down. Laying a post retire for the first time today. Here's Cale Rammel. Cale, one for two. Fielder's choice, first time up, and then singled and scored. Indians in the third. We're back in action on Monday, Fee. What we got?
We have the Salina Bulldogs coming here to take them on. Just a little makeup game. Not a makeup, but an extra game.
Yep.
At this point in time, I think they just try to get as many games as they can. But and then Tuesday, we're going to Delphus. Yeah. Baseball at Delphus St. John's, the sectional semifinals. Starts at 5 o'clock.
And you got to get your tickets online.
Online, and you got to get them before 2 to get them for $8. If it's after 2, it's going to cost you a 10 spot. But it looks to me like if we would win, we will play the winner of Lima Perry and New Bremen.
Old frog winner. In the press box.
You got frogs all over the place in here. Me and Isaac about to drop.
Isaac did it.
Blaming it on me?
Yeah.
Might have to hop out the front window.
The fox will find her, the fart lays behind her. My dad always told me.
Yes, sir.
Any more games, or is that it?
Nope. That's about it.
Girls?
Girls got a huge game against Minster. That Tuesday. Looks like at Walpock.
Yep.
District semifinal. 4 o'clock start. WPGW will broadcast it. I'm sure Neil will probably simulcast. If we win there, we
can't simulcast because we're on. Both games play at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
So he's
going to have to make a choice.
Yeah. So we are doing a baseball game on Fort Recovery Radio. The girls are on PG-14.
They'll be on PG-14.
Both games will be in the archives, folks.
Flip or flop. Flip, yep. Flop, back, forth.
Flipty flop.
Flipty flop, so you can hear both games.
Yep. Or just go. Go to one.
Indians are going to be looking for a little payback against the St. John's Blue Jays. They got a 7-3 earlier in the year.
Base hit. Throw Cale Rammel.
Shot Cale Rammel. A couple nice hits today.
Cale's a stick, boy. He's a perfect number three hitter.
You know, I think, if my memory's right, I think Jackson Irving didn't have a very good game and may not have got out of the first inning. And then I think maybe Alex Deuce came in and they never scored off of him.
That might be right.
I think we had a pretty good...
Yep.
Good switch there.
Well, what happened?
Troy, one of the two came in, and it was...
I think Jackson pitched a great game in the opener against Salina.
Yes.
First league game, we pitch him, and he's wild.
He had two, if you remember too, Bobby, he had two balls hit back at him that he didn't make
either
play, and boy, they were both big plays.
Runner steals second base. Cale does. Third
good job.
Down.
Yep.
One into center field.
So I feel pretty confident if we go out there and play a good game. We can beat them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So here's Garkey. Hit, scores a run. One ball, no balls and a strike. 2 outs here in the fifth. Game is going to a snail's pace.
It is a slow one today.
Yeah. Up here in the booth.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate all of our loyal listeners.
Oh,
plunked old Marcus. That's a rib shot.
Marcus, does that hurt?
That one got him right in the rib cage. So now we got two on with two out. Here's Riggs. Riggs singled and scored in the second inning and then flew out to left field.
Keep her going, Riggs.
Last time up.
Get a gap here. Riggsy, let's score a couple.
Yeah, I agree with you, Fee. It's a strike on the outside part of the plate. Calvin Kaywood is your pitcher for the Rough Riders. He's went 5 innings, 4 2/3. Give up 4 runs on about 7. I think the Indians hits, I count.
Yep.
There goes the runner.
And he's
dead
safe.
Deep.
Yes, oh, sir, buddy. He slid right under. Bobby has a nice slide by Cale.
Delayed steal. I thought he was out, but he got under it, umpire says.
He kind of tried to time his move to home, but he didn't move. I thought he had him dead to rights.
The pitcher, he delayed a little bit firing it over
there. He took his time.
Then he threw a smoker.
But great slide, buddy.
Yep. Nice job, Cale. Yeah. Now we got him on second, third hit. Scores two.
Now we got two here. Come on now.
Riggs.
Come on, Riggy.
It's a sign. That one's inside.
Whew, I got him, too. Yep.
1-1, two outs. Beautiful day for baseball. There is zero wind.
Absolutely
gorgeous. Calby wanted to play golf today, and I really wanted to, but I'm going a little back. My back's kind of tweaking.
Got a little tweaker going.
Yep. So I'm playing tomorrow, and I thought that one's inside, 2-1.
When they draw, they'll draw here pretty soon, won't
they? Yeah, that's right.
Well, check her out.
I text
Kirby. Said, put me in.
Put you in. 2-1, two outs. Scott on the inside.
Ooh,
part of the plate,
2-2.
He's trying to kill the batters.
Yeah, he's right on it. Throwing it on the inside part of the plate.
He wants his part of the plate there.
2-2, two out. Runners at second, third. Kaywood gets a signed curveball.
Ripped
right to the third baseman.
Play by the third base.
Kid comes up fire, throws it across, and he gets it away from it.
He dropped it, and Marcus
one run is
coming
gonna
on.
Score. Here comes Marcus to score.
Two runs
and
in. Beautiful.
Two-run score on the air on the throw. Made a nice play.
Yes, he did.
On a hard-hit ball. But I'm going to have to give him an E5 on the toss.
I believe you're right. First baseman couldn't
quite handle it. Two-run score, and it's now 6-0 Indians.
Briggs will be on his horse probably about the first pitch, I would guess.
Here's Kendrick.
6-0 Indians. Briggs, big lead.
Briggs with a big lead over there at first. Gets a signed throw over, runner back.
Nice job.
Kendrick's 0 for 2, and I don't think he got a hit last night. I think Kendrick might have went 0 for 2.
Did he?
Look at that, but
he was.
Neil yelled at me because I redid the book last night and he's running out of pages.
Base hit.
Ground ball. Base hit up the middle. Kendrick says, I'll show you Bob Stoglin.
There you go, Bobby. I'm on the books. Put me in the books for a hit.
Or a base hit for Kendrick now. He needs with him at first and second. No? Here's Wyatt Ben. Wyatt with a base hit. Sacrifice. First time up, and then he.
This might be it for Mr. Kaywood. He looks like he's getting a little tired.
Looks like Adam Graves is going to the mound. He's going to talk to his young man. Catchers are just now getting the mound. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sport for Indian baseball. Indians leading 6-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by...
You can just play them through whenever you... We'll make up one. All right, we're back.
Wyatt
Bend to the plate. Short meeting at the mound. Runner steps off. Runners move back. Indians with them at first and second. Two runs in the inning.
He left Kaywood in, didn't he?
Indians with two hits and a walk. And
probably
a air.
In our same category as probably thin on pitchers right now.
Probably
played a
lot of
beautiful
games
warm
week.
So that's
line drive base hit right field.
Yes, sir.
Here comes Briggsy. He's going to score. Kendrick on his way to third and an RBI single for Wyatt Bend. Nice job, Wyatt Bend.
That a boy.
He just absolutely laced that baby in the right field.
All right, Bo Tim.
RBI single, and that's going to be it. We're going to take a break. Pitching change here for recovery. Indians leading 7-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here. Andy is with Runners on the Corners. New pitcher on the mound is, let's see here. Looks like number two, Joey Caldwell.
Joey
Caldwell takes over for Kay Wood. Indians bow 10 up. Indians leading 7-0. That pitch is in the dirt.
Dirt. Ball.
Bo just hits one out of here. Fee, we'll just go home.
I like it.
You
I like the call, yep. Run rule. Adios.
Bo's had a good week, folks. Pitching and hitting. Ooh, popped him up towards the Indian dugout. I think it's going to be out of play.
On the net. Yep.
Lands
right
up
on top
on the
net. Full batting net.
Batting cage. 1-1.
Well, they're going to try to figure out how they're going to get that down.
Probably just take a bat and maybe just hit the bottom of the net.
Top it a little bit. That's what
yep.
I do. But
do you?
We got five people looking at it.
How are we going to get that down?
Oops.
1-1.
One little guy's throwing a baseball at it.
Bo Hedden's in the dirt. 2-1. Indian baseball on Fort Curry Radio. Indians coming in 11-9. Rough Rider 6-12. Next week, everybody's 0-0.
Yep. It's tourney time.
Tourney time. Indians go to Delphi St. John's, Battle of the Blue Jays. Should be a good one.
Absolutely. There goes the runner.
There's a ground ball to short. One hopper hit hard, but right at shortstop.
There's a bad
throw. And he throws a bad throw. Run is going to score. And now we back on the corners, and that is an error on the throw.
Yep.
And that makes it now 8-0.
Shortstop finally got a decent bounce. And
yeah.
And then he threw it in the dirt.
E6.
Brock Dews. Stay high.
So here's
Brian.
Brock. Brock Dews. Now the Indians with an 8-0 lead. Runners on the corners. And you know he's going to go, which means a base hit could end this ball game.
Yes, sir.
Which would be fine and dandy sugar candy.
Be okay.
This announcer?
We'd be okay with the announcers.
About you? You'd be fine with that over there?
What's up?
Stat man?
10-0 would be end of the game.
Shot up
line drive. Nice stop by the second baseman, and he steps on the
nice
bag.
Play.
In the inning, the Indians get four runs on about four base hits. And after five, your Indians lead it 8-0.
The weather's warm, and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. and Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Twacy.
Okay.
All right, we're back here. 9-1-2 in the sixth inning. New pitcher on the mound. Looks like it is Rex Leverett.
Rex.
This has to be his major varsity debut.
His debut on the mound.
Indians leading 8-0. Rough Riders have yet to get a base hit through five.
Alex Deuce was spot on today.
Alex Deuce was spot on is absolutely correct. Alex Deuce, no runs, no hits, walked two. He fanned.
Nine?
Ten.
So that means we get pizza.
Yeah.
Everybody with a ticket gets a pizza.
Yeah, everybody gets
a pizza.
Yeah, I think that'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect.
First pitch grounded into the
over the top.
Dugout. Woody and Reynolds and Della.
Got another one.
Alex Shale leading off. 9-1-2. Koenig and Derringer. Ground ball in the hole. A base hit for the Riders.
That's a hit. Their first hit.
Base hit for Alex. Yeah. Top of the order. This number six? Nope, this is Alex Haney. Alexander Haney. So,
Mr. Haney. Hey, Mr. Haney.
Left-handed hitter. That's a strike.
Good pitch.
Strike zone's a little big right now.
Yeah. Game umpires is up. Yep. Hot. It's time to go.
This game has got to get over with. Can't blame him. Short lead over first. I don't think he's going anywhere. Little outside. Rex Leverett, big right-hander, sophomore. Had a good season on hardwood this year.
He sure did. I'd say he averaged probably double digits in rebounds, wouldn't you think?
I would say Rex, he
and
was.
And points, a, maybe.
And his pappy is the new head basketball coach.
Yes,
for
sir.
Bobby Leverett. He was on Sports Talk a couple weeks ago with Fee and Calpe, and
yeah.
He's looking forward to
it. He's excited, I think.
2-1. Throw over, runner back.
Pretty good staff he's bringing in with him, too. Glad to see Toby Metzger get back on.
Is Toby in?
Yeah, I believe he's in.
Is he? I knew he was. They were talking. I hadn't heard anything finalized.
I thought that's what he said.
There is a flare in the left field. That is going to be caught.
One away.
So there's one out now. Here's A.J. Derringer. A.J. batting number two, number five. That is correct. AJ's been up twice. He flew out to, he hit actually a rocket to right field, leading off, and then he struck out looking his last at bat. 8-0 Indians. Top of the six. There's a strike.
Good boy.
Feed these young kids, you just want them to come in and throw strikes.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in this kind of a setup. You're up eight runs, you got a pretty good cushion, just throw some strikes, let them hit it. Hopefully your defense makes plays for you.
That one's high inside. 1-1, one out.
Get you a save, Rex, and a W for Alex Deuce. Would be perfect.
Strike on the letters. One ball, two strikes. Todd Homan made
it. Todd Mater.
I'm a little late, but he was, I'm sure they're busier than crap on Saturdays.
Oh, geez.
1-2. A little high. Throw down. Nice snap throw by Marcus, but the runner's back.
Good idea, Marcus. Keep him.
2-2.
Keep him honest.
Gets a sign from Marcus and a 2-2. Pop foul over by
the
duck.
Tree. The big tree.
Usually there's some guys sitting down there. Anybody down there today?
Yeah, a couple little kids went and got that one.
Yeah. Usually you can see
got a group down there too. Can tell.
Alan Post is always down there.
Yeah, I think.
Who else is down there? Eric Post. Oh. Ground ball. Oh, nice right. Play. Nice play, Marcus.
Dang.
Stepped on a bag. Throw to first. Got him.
He did get him. Great play.
Kendrick stabbed it at first, stepped on a bag, fired it across, and the Indians put the tag on him. Alex Deuce.
That is a
1-5, 1-6 double play.
1-6 double play.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, nobody left.
Let's get
after
two.
After 6.5, you're in 5.5. The Indians lead it 8-0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Very good.
Hey, we're back. Top of the order for the Indians. It'll be Troy Landon and Kale.
Two are out of here, Fiend.
We need two. We need two to get out of here.
Troy ain't got... He walked and struck out strike twice?
Twice, yep. He's looking for his first hit. Good time to get her out of here, Troy.
I'd bet he gets on. You want to bet?
Yeah. I'd love to pay you.
Slushy?
Slushy up. Strike one. Troy. That's a base on balls and 2K's swinging. Need you to line one in here. Oh, thinking about punching one. Good idea. Third baseman way back. Kale Wendell made a living off that. Punching her down the old third base.
He had a bunt single last night.
Did he?
Yep.
He's thinking, and I like that. A little high. Two balls, one strike.
Joey Caldwell, senior, pitching for the Adam Graves of St. Mary's Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders. A little outside. 3-1. Let's go. It's like you're at the ball game. Ball four. That brings Landon Post to the plate. Landon's got a couple of hits. Scored a run.
a hard shot to short last time. Shortstop got him. Now here, do you work on your bunting with your... Or do you, I mean, you're up 8-0, let her rip. You know, as a coach, I don't know if you want to make that. Put him in them positions.
He's swinging away. Landon's swinging hot bad.
He's got a hot bad. Yep, I agree.
Probably is not going to. I mean, I wouldn't think he would steal up 8-0.
I wouldn't think so, no.
But he might. A big lead. He is going.
There you go.
He hit him.
Blunker. Hit by pitch.
Landon always acts like a tough guy when he gets hit. Yeah. Hey, he's not tough. I mean, I would kill Landon in a fight.
He'd kill you.
He would beat the crap out of me. He'd hit me 4 times before I get my raise back.
You wouldn't know what happened.
Here comes Michelle, dude. Someone want to tell the Homans what time the game starts?
They thought it started 3:00 start.
They're unbelievable.
They're all rolling in. Kale Rammel had a couple hits today.
Kale could end it right here. He might hit one out.
He might rack one here. Oh, there's your bunt. Great bunt, by the way. Puts him to second and third. The winning run is now on second base. Well done.
Base hit ends this bad boy.
That's a sacrifice, and I am ready to color in these two little squares and head home. Marcus, let's get her done.
Marcus got hit in a rib cage last time.
He did take one. He plunked him. Marcus Garkey, you're hitter. We are a base hit away from this baby being over.
Hello. Wild pitch. There's a dirty
Troy one. Comes in and gets dirty. 9-0. Indians winning around the third. Now, do you work on your squeeze play to win this game?
Squeeze it to end it?
Just thinking about tournament down the road.
Infield is in for a plate-to-plate trying to extend this game.
Or just let Marcus hit it like he's been doing. Ball two. Two balls. No strikes to Marcus. Marcus, look in, find you a hole, and end this baby. Troy coming hard. Ground ball right out to their baseman. You going to give it a try, Troy? A lot of pumps. He dropped it again.
He dropped it first and third.
First baseman, another dirt ball thrown over to him. That's an error on the throw, I believe. E5.
Now I think you got to walk this kid.
Yeah, force out.
I would think, but he may just say.
All right. Kale sacrificed for the first out. Marcus just got on with an E5. Run him at first and third. One out.
Catcher flashing the signs. Let's make sure everybody's on the same page.
Rich Toby. Murchie's got a pretty good bat. His might be a...
Middle is back in double play depth.
No, you're back. There you go.
Trying to get him. That's the old Jared Cow play.
They had a little... That's the old... What the hell is that kid from Coldwater? He always ran that.
Oh, yeah.
McKibben? McKibben, yep. He always ran that. He'd fall down halfway, have a guy fall down, trip.
Yep. They're going to walk him now, so.
Yep. And Kendrick's your hitter.
Indians are run away from ending this bad boy.
Yes, sir. So Riggs gets a base on balls. He's on first. Marcus Garkey at second. When the winning run means it all is Landon Post down there at third. Kendrick is really up on the plate. Kendrick might be thinking, get hit.
When he absolutely.
Hit me in the, plunk me in the shoulder and let's get out of here.
Yep. Give me that blue folder.
Thank you, Bo. You got her. There's all this stuff, too. Here's the pitch. A little outside. Ball one. Nowhere to put him.
We just need number three to cross the plate. Anyway, anyhow.
Ground ball. That's going to do it.
That is going to be a tough play at the plate. He does He's not out. Have to touch. He's out. Didn't get a very good jump there, I don't think. Force out. Fielder's choice. On Kendricks. Fielder's choice. So Landon becomes the second out of the inning. He goes there. He goes there. He goes there. We're still loaded bases. Now we have two outs. Now we need a base hit. Or a walk. Or hit by pitch. Or wild pitch.
Lots of options.
Good options. Seven of them, right? From third base?
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Mr. Leverett, I think, is our hitter. Must it be his first at-bat to win a game? That wouldn't be bad.
No.
Rexy, get your first hit here. A balk. Ooh, that'd been a good one.
That's one of the seven.
That's one of the seven. On, Rexy. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Nine nothing Indians. Mr. Caldwell winding in the pitch. Strike three. We're going to the seventh. In the inning, we get one run on no hits after six complete. 9-0 Indians.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here at the top of the seventh. Indians need three outs to finalize this one.
Baby.
First batter is Brandon Sullivan, Ty Keel, and Joey Caldwell for the Rough Riders. First pitch lined into center field, caught. Nice catch out there by Troy Holman.
Troy Holman, nice job.
Indians with one out. Now two outs. Now to end this baby, it's Ty Keel. Swinging a miss.
Rexy, I don't know if you qualify for a
save.
Six batters.
How it works.
I don't know either. I'll give him a save. What the heck?
Strike two. Zone is getting really big. Umpire behind the plate says, I have got to get out of here.
Good
Good pitch. Good heat by Rexy. Struck him out. Two down. Innings need one more to end this baby. Been all innings tonight. Good pitch. Outside corner, strike one. Swing and a miss. Strike two, Rexy. One pitch away from ending this baby.
Indians one pitch away. Joey Caldwell.
Oh, just a little outside. Not bad. Thought he might nibble on that one.
Indians a strike away to improving to 12-9 on the season. And the pitch.
There it is.
And he got him.
Nice job, Rex.
In the inning, nothing to cross for the Riders in a final from Fort Recovery. Indians 9, Rough Riders nothing. We'll be back for the recap right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
All right, we're back here at the press box. Indians win at 9-0 over the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and I'd have to say that was a pretty good week of baseball for Fort Recovery.
Nice week of baseball, 4 wins out of 5, and great day for Mr. Post, Alex.
Deuce. Alex Deuce had a great game,
and nice relief job by Rex Leverett.
Let's look at the hitting stars. Indians, 9 runs, and it looks something like this. Troy Homan was 0-for-2. He scored a run, a couple stolen bases. Landon Post was 2-for-3, scored a run, and an RBI. Cale Rammel, 3 hits, 3 RBI, scored 2 runs. Cale Rammel can swing that bat.
He's hitting the ball good now. Starting to dial in the right time.
Absolutely. Marcus Garkey, 0-for-3, scored a run. Riggs Toby, 1-for-2, he scored 2 runs, had an RBI. Big Kendrick had 2 RBIs with a base hit in the 5th inning. He is 1-for-3 for the game. Wyatt Ben, 1-for-3. Bo Tin is 0-for-2, he scored a run, reached on in there. And Brock Dews is 2-for-3. The Indians with 9 runs on 10 base hits. Win it 9-0. Pitching-wise, Alex Dews, Fee said he said it best. And Alex Dews goes 5 innings of no-hit baseball and walked a couple batters and bring in Rex. And Rex come in, did what he's supposed to do.
Did a great job, yeah. Yep, Alex struck out 10. He was dominant today.
Yeah, Indians strike out 13 for the game. I would say that
St. Mary's had no answer for us.
No, Coach Eink has to be real happy with his young staff.
Yeah. Well, next week, Bobby, we got one more regular season game. It's going to be Salina here on Monday, 5 o'clock. And then Tuesday, it's tournament time. We're going to go up to Delphi St. John's to take on the Blue Jays. Sectional semifinal at 5 o'clock start. FRR will be broadcasting that baby. If we win, we'll take on the winner of Lima Perry and New Bremen. If you need to get your tickets, you got to do it at, what is it?
OHSAA.org/tickets.
You got to do it before 2 o'clock. They're $8. If it's after 2 o'clock, it's going to cost you $10. Let's get up there. Let's support these guys. They're starting to play pretty good ball. I think it's going to be a little fun. Might go a little longer.
That's right. Once again, the final score in a game that took 1 hour and 53 minutes to play before a crowd of 81 people here at Fort Recovery. The final, the Indians 9. The St. Mary's Rough Riders, nothing. For my good friend, Mr. Harold Philly.
Yes, sir.
Alex Brickerhoff over there on the
Alex.
Board. Isaac, God dang it. I say Alex.
Alex Dews.
Isaac Brickerhoff, who does a hell of a job over there on the board. Once again, the final score, Indians 9, Rough Riders nothing.
See you Monday.
Yep.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.